भगवते वासुदेवाय सा वै भवा लोका निरीक्षणातम्
निरीक्षणातम्
अव्यक्ता लिंगो विचरति अपि स्वेत् सवाय भवालोक निरीक्षणातम्
सवाय भवालोक निरीक्षणातम्
अव्यक्ता लिंगो विचरति यपि स्वे
आव्यक्तलिंगो विचरत्यपि स्वे
योगेश्वरानं
योगेश्वरानं
गतिं
गतिं
अंधा बुद्धिः
बुद्धिः
कथं
कथं
विशक्षिता
विशक्षिता
गृहानुबन्धा
गृहानुबन्धा
योगेश्वरानं गतिम् अंधबुद्धि
योगेश्वरानं गतिम् अंधबुद्धि
कथं विचक्षित गृहानुबन्ध
कथं विचक्षित गृहानुबन्ध
सवाय भवालोक निरीक्षणातम्
सवाय भवालोक निरीक्षणातम्
अव्यक्त लिंगो विचरत् यपि स्वे
आव्यक्तलिंगो विचरत्यपि स्वे
योगेश्वरानं गतिम् अंधबुद्धि
योगेश्वरानं गतिम् अंधबुद्धि
कथं विचक्षित गृहानुबन्धा
कथं विचक्षित गृहानुबन्धा
neposredni predstavnik Kapila Deva, inkarnacije svevišnje božanske osobe. Da bi proučio ljude i vidio tko je zaista ljudsko biće, a tko nije, predstavljaš se kao gluhonijema osoba. Zar ne hodaš zemljom na taj način? Ja sam jako vezan za obiteljski život i svjetovne djelatnosti i slijep za duhovno znanje. Unatoč tome, stojim sada pred tobom i tražim prosvjetljenje. Kako mogu duhovno napredovati? Smisao. Mada je Maharaj Rahugana igrao ulogu kralja, Džada Barata ga je obavijestio da on nije kralj, niti da je Džada Barata gluh i nijem. Takva imenovanja su samo pokrivači duhovne duše. Svako mora doći do ovog znanja. U Bhagavad Gita je potvrđeno, Dehina sminja ta dehe. Svako je zatvoreno tijelo. Budući da tijelo nikada nije istovjetno s dušom, tjelesne djelatnosti su jednostavno iluzorne. U društvu takvog sadhua kao što je Džada Barata, Maharaj Rahugana je postao svjestan da su njegove djelatnosti kao kraljevskog autoriteta jednostavno iluzorne. Stoga se složio da primi znanje od Džada Barate i to je njegovo savršenstvo. Tadvige natam sa gurum evaviga će. Osoba poput Maharaja Rahugane, koja je vrlo radoznala da upozna vrijednost života i duhovne nauke, mora prići osobi poput Džada Barata. Tasmat gurum prapadeta džigyasu še šaya utamam. Da bismo se raspitivali o cilju ljudskog života, moramo prići guru poput Džada Barate, predstavniku svevišnje božanske osobe.
Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Taskacharye Satarine
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Sabhai bhavalo kanirikshanatam avyaktalingo vicharatyapi svet yogeshvaranam gatimandabhuti katam vichakshita griyanubandha. Is it not a fact that your good self is a direct representative of Kapila Dev, the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? To examine people and see who is actually a human being and who is not, you have presented yourself to be a deaf and dumb person. Are you not moving in this way upon the surface of the world? I'm very attached to family life and worldly activities, and I am blind to spiritual knowledge. Nonetheless, I am now present before you and am seeking enlightenment from you. How can I advance in spiritual life?
Zar nije tvoje dobro biće neposredni predstavnik Kapila Deva, inkarnacije svevišnje božanske osobe? Da bi proučio ljude i vidio tko je zaista ljudsko biće, a tko nije, predstavljaš se kao gluponima osoba. Zar ne hodaš zemljom na taj način? Ja sam jako vezan za obiteljski život i svjetovne djelatnosti i slijep za duhovno znanje. Unatoč tome, stojim sada pred tobom i tražim prosvjetljenje. Kako mogu duhovno napredovati?
So here we find how Maharaj Rahugana, due to the saintly association of Yadavarat, wakes up from his slumber, so to say, spiritual slumber, and begs for forgiveness for his misbehavior towards Bharat.
Ovdje vidimo kako kralj Bharata, zahvaljujući druženju sa svetom osobom Jada Bharatom, budi se iz svog sna i moli za oproštaj Jada Bharatu.
Maharaj Rahugana had been just informed by Yadavara that it's an illusion for him to think he is the king and someone else is his servant.
Yadavara je upravo informirao Maharaja Rahuganu da je iluzija, da je ono iluzija kada misli da je on kralj, a da je neko drugi njegov sluga.
Such designations, Prabhupada says, as king and servant, are simply coverings of the eternal soul.
Takva imenovanja, Srila Prabhupada kaže, kao što su kralj ili sluga, su samo prikrivači vječne duše.
There are several coverings like this which keep the soul bound to material existence.
Postoje nekoliko takvih prekrivača koje drže osobu zarobljenom u materijalnom postojanju.
And if someone wants to start his devotional service, he will have to eventually pierce through these coverings.
I ako neko želi započeti svoje predano služenje, on će morati se probiti kroz te prekrivače.
Srila Prabhupada says there are many things which hinder one from entering devotional service.
Srila Prabhupada kaže ima puno stvari koje smetaju osobi da uđe u predano služenje.
But by the association of pure devotees, all these obstacles are removed.
Ali druženjem sa čistim bhaktama sve te prepreke bivaju otklonjene.
After the elimination of both sins or obstacles on the path of devotional service, one can become attracted.
Nakon oslobođenja od grijeha ili prepreka na putu predanog služenja, osoba može postati privučena.
One can have steadiness.
Može imati postojanost.
One can have perfect taste.
Može imati savršeni ukus.
One can have transcendental emotions.
Transcendentalne emocije.
And at last, one can be situated on the plane of loving service of the Lord.
I na kraju može biti utemeljen na nivou služenja gospodina s ljubavlju.
All these stages developed by the association of pure devotees.
Svi ti nivoji se razvijaju druženjem sa čistim baktama.
Yes. When a devotee tries to make advancement, one of the obstacles in devotional service is certainly his own mind.
Kada bhakta pokušava napredovati u drugom životu, jedna od prepreka u predanom služenju je sigurno njegov um.
But also his physical condition can be an obstacle.
Ali također i njegova fizička uvjetovanost može biti prepreka.
One thing is we have such short lives in Kali Yuga.
Jedna stvar je da imamo u Kali Yugi tako kratke živote.
Then it's Kali and we like to quarrel.
I mi se volimo svađati.
When someone says something which is not just so pleasing for us to hear, our quarreling tendency comes up.
Kad neko kaže nešto što nam nije prijatno čuti, onda se ispoljava naša sklonost ka svađanju.
We are also lazy for spiritual life.
Također smo lenji za duhovni život.
And it's a tendency for a mind in Kali Yuga to always in some way stay in illusions.
I um ima sklonost u Kali Yugi da na neki način uvijek ostane u iluziji.
We know this when we drive with a car and we try to get to a place.
Mi to znamo kada se vozimo autom do nekog mjesta.
The mind says, no, take this road.
Um kaže, ne, idi ovim putem.
You know the situation and somehow you already have the feeling it's the wrong road, but nevertheless you take it because this is some of the circumstances in Kali Yuga. The human being always makes mistakes.
Jakovic imate osjećaj da je to pogrešan put, ipak krenete njime.
These are some of the conditions we are confronted with when becoming Krishna conscious. Trying to become Krishna consciousness.
U Kali Yugi uvjetovane duše na taj način prave greške i to su neke od okolnosti u kojima mi pokušavamo postati svjesni Krishna.
Finally, Maya herself is a problem.
Konačno sama Maya je problem.
When she sees that someone is serious to overcome the illusory energy, she really gets angry sometimes.
Kada vidi da je neko jako ozbiljan da prevlada tu iluzornu energiju, ona se katkad jako razljuti.
You have to understand Maya has two actually there are two kinds of Mayas and two functions of Maya.
Postoje dvije vrste Maje i dvije funkcije Maje.
What are the two kinds of Mayas?
Koje su dvije vrste Maje?
One is called Guna Maya. It's the material energy itself.
Jedna se zove Guna Maya i ona je sama materijalna energija.
Which consists out of the eight material elements.
Koja se sastoji od osam materijalnih elemenata.
And the three modes of material nature.
I tri guna materijalne prirode.
And then is the Jiva Maya.
I zatim je tu Jiva Maya.
That is the illusory potency which puts the living entity into illusions.
To je iluzorna moć koja stavlja živa bića u iluziju.
Do you understand these two kinds of Mayas philosophically?
Shvaćate li filozofski te dvije vrste Maje?
Our body and our mind is a present by Guna Maya.
Naše tijelo i naš um su prisutni zahvaljujući Guna Maji.
And when we think we are the body and the mind, that's Jiva Maya.
I kada mislimo da smo tijelo i um, kad se predstavljujemo, to je Jiva Maya.
I think it's very clear, isn't it? Yes.
Mislim da je vrlo jasno, da ne?
So, now Maya has two functions.
I Maya ima još dvije funkcije.
One is the throwing function, that is that Maya throws us into a material body.
Jedna funkcija je da nas baca u materijalno tijelo.
Baca, baca, yes. That's a very good word. Baca, baca, huh? Very good. Bats, yes. Yes. We have been batsat, you know, something with bats. We have been bats in the material world. Ah, that's a problem.
Mi smo bačeni u materijalni svijet, to je problem.
And then the second function of Maya is to cover us up.
Druga funkcija Maya je da nas prekrije.
So that we do not really realize our situation.
Tako da ne shvaćamo istinski našu situaciju.
Imagine someone would come and throw us into the snow.
Zamislite da neko dođe i baci nas u snijeg.
Would be cold.
Bilo bi hladno.
And we would feel angry towards that.
Naljutili bismo se na to.
We would think you are an incarnation of Tito. It would highly disturb us. But by the covering potency of Maya, we don't realize that we have been thrown into this world. We think it's all right to play in the mud. I remember once having visited a pop festival, or open air festival in Germany. There were 120,000 people. You might have heard Floto festivals. They were almost as well visited as a Woodstock festival.
To je bio Plota festival koji je bio gotovo jednako posjećen kao i Woodstock festival.
And we were there, we had our spiritual camp and chanted the whole time through and also distributed prasadam and preached to the people who were interested. There, a few devotees came from this festival. Conditioned souls were contacted by the devotees and then they also took up devotional service.
Mi smo bili tamo, imali smo svoj kamp i stalno smo, neprestano smo pjevali, dijelili prašadom i propovjedali ljudima koji bi prišli našem kampu i tom festivalu smo napravili kontakte sa nekim osobama koje su kasnije postale bhakti.
And I still remember one scene from this festival which I want to tell you this morning as an illustration of the throwing and the covering potency.
I još uvijek se sjećam jedne scene sa tog festivala koju vam želim danas opisati kao ilustraciju za tu prikrivajuću moć Maje i moć kojom ona baca živa bića u vatren svijet.
You can well imagine if there are so many people the toilets become overfilled.
Možete zamisliti da takvim festivalima ima toliko puno ljudi da toaleti postanu prepuni.
And if they, especially because they drink a lot.
Posebice zato što puno piju.
And so behind the toilets, the ground had become muddy. It was like a real Yugoslavian toilet, you know, which also always never work.
Iza tog toaleta je tlo postalo blatnjavo i zato što su ti toaleti bili poput jugoslavenskih toaleta koji nikad ne funkcioniraju, nikad ne rade.
Yeah. And then I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden we saw about 100 people, you know, throwing themselves into the mud and, you know, just turning around and around while listening nice music and so on.
I onda smo vidjeli kako se na stotine ljudi valja po tom blatu slušajući interesantnu, lijepu glazbu.
And then they came, you know, they were naked, they came, you know, with mud, caked with mud to the prasadam table and wanted to have prasadam from me.
Oni su bili goli i bili su svuda, na njih bilo nalepljeno blato. I onda su u takvom stanju došli do mene i tražili od mene prasadam.
And I asked them that, how can you do this?
Ja sam ih pitao, pa kako možete to raditi?
I mean, it is so dirty.
To je tako prljavo.
And it may be also unhealthy.
I može biti i nezdravo.
What is going on in your mind?
Što se dešava u vašoj glavi?
And I remember some people were just smiling at me.
I sjećam se, neki ljudi su mi se jednostavno osmihivali.
Come on, it's a festival!
Ma hajde, to je festival.
I said, here, take some halava, please.
Uzimalo halava, molim te.
This is called the covering potency of Maya. They think it's a festival. It's all right. Let's have fun. Fun, yes, this is a word. Now, this is a very extreme case. But we can just say, we all have been thrown also into such a situation. Our body is also, you know, amongst the many functions, it's a walking toilet.
Pored ostalih funkcija, naše tijelo je također hodajući toalet.
And we have been thrown into this.
I bačeni smo u to.
And we think, come on, let's enjoy.
Mi mislimo, hajde, da uživamo.
I'm very sorry for this very drastic example.
Žao mi je što dajem ovakav drastični primjer.
But we are amongst the family and, you know, we can talk like this.
Među članovima obitelji, pa možemo govoriti.
I think our Minister of Culture is not very pleased. So the point really is the throwing potency and then the covering potency of Maya.
Dvije moći Maje su moć bacanja i prekrivajuća moć.
I want to read to you a very nice passage from a letter of Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, where he actually speaks about his devotees and how they have to pass Maya's test on the way.
Želim početi dio Srila Prabhupada pisma gdje vrlo lijepo opisuje svoje bhakte i to kako moraju proći testove Maja na svome putu.
Srila Prabhupada and the acharyas have understanding that it is sometimes difficult for a devotee to get out of the fourfold material energy.
Srila Prabhupada i acharye shvaćaju da je za bhakte katka teško da izađu da se oslobode četvorostruke materijalne energije.
He says to give up one's life completely for serving the Lord is not an easy thing.
On kaže, ostaviti sve i potpuno se posvetiti služenju Gospodinu nije laka stvar.
And Maya tests.
I Maja nas testira.
We as devotees are not very much hopeful for any lasting pleasure of satisfaction for our deepest cravings within this realm of gross matter.
Mi kao bhakte nemamo velikih očekivanja da ćemo u ovom carstvu grube materije uživati.
My disciples have become a little detached from Maya's love.
Moji učenici su postali malo odvojeni od Majine ljubavi.
Oh, lust. And they want Krishna's love.
I žele Krishnu ljubav.
Or endless, fully rewarding love.
Ili beskrajnu ljubav u kojoj im se u potpunosti uzvraća.
But they have not yet developed to that point, that's all.
Ali još se nisu razvili do te točke i to je sve.
In other words, we have a great desire in our hearts.
Drugim riječima, imamo veliku želju u našem srcu.
That is to experience the love of Krishna.
A to je da doživimo ljubav prema Krishni.
But on the way, we have to cross the ocean of the material energy.
Ali na našem putu moramo preći ocean materijalne energije.
And it will only be possible, actually, if we surrender.
I to će biti jedino moguće ako se predamo.
This surrender is not always easy for the conditioned soul.
To predavanje nije uvijek lako za uvjetovanu dušu.
Srila Prabhupada had to deal with this when leading his disciples.
Srila Prabhupada se morao s time baviti kada je vodio, dok je vodio svoje učenike.
I think we all intuitively feel if we could just fully surrender our mind on body and also words to Krishna, we would no longer be under the influence of Maya.
Mislim da svi mi intuitivno osjećamo ako bismo u potpunosti mogli predati svoj um, tijelo i riječi Krišni, da više ne bismo bili pod utjecajem Maje.
But it is so difficult, it seems, to surrender, for instance, the mind.
Ali izgleda tako teško predati, na primjer, um.
To accept that I'm a servant of Krishna and my spiritual master.
Prihvatiti činjenicu da sam ja sluga Krišne i mog duhovnog učitelja.
That's not so easy.
To nije tako lako.
Believe me.
Vjerujte mi.
Once Prabhupada wrote a very encouraging letter which I want to read to you all.
Jednom je Šrila Prabhupada napisao jedno jako ohrabrujuće pismo koje vam želim pročitati.
You mentioned that your pathway has become filled with stumbling blocks.
Spominješ da je tvoj put sada pun prepreka.
But there are no stumbling blocks.
Ali nema prepreka.
I can kick out all those stumbling blocks immediately.
Ja mogu odmah šutnuti sve te prepreke.
Provided.
Pod uvjetom.
You accept my guidance.
Da prihvatiš moje vodstvo.
With one stroke of my kick.
Jednim svojim šutom.
I can kick out all stumbling blocks.
Mogu šutnuti sve prepreke.
This letter was written in 1972.
Ovo pismo je napisano 72.
So, to bring it to the point, yes, Maya will try to keep us in the material energy.
Da, Maya će nas pokušati zadržati u materijalnoj energiji.
And she is powerful.
I ona je moćna.
But if we find the shelter of a pure devotee,
ali ako pronađemo utočište čistog bhakte,
and inquire from him about the goal of human life and how we can reach it,
i postavimo pitanja o cilju ljudskog života i kako ga mi možemo dostići,
then we get help.
Onda dobijemo pomoć.
Help from the devotee and from Krishna himself.
Pomoć od tog bhakte i od samog Krishna.
There is a nice verse which is in the Gita. Do we have the Bhagavad Gita here in our temple room?
Postoji lijep stih koji se nalazi u Giti.
Not just there. Du kannst mir vielleicht meine, sorry, now in German, in meine deutschsprachige Gita holen. Du weißt, in dem Shastra Berg. So I will read to you this verse and then we will become refreshed and happy in devotional service. Now one thing is, when we start our devotional service, it is only natural that sometimes we desire something else in Krishna consciousness than just only service to Krishna.
Kad započnemo sa svojim predanim služenjem, prirodno je da kad želimo i nešto drugo osim samo služenja Krišne.
We want to go to India.
Želimo ići u Indiju.
Or, you know, don't know what we want to, I mean, eat good.
Jesti dobro.
And we want a mush or a genje. Yeah, sometimes this can become a problem. Sometimes young aspirants, they desire to, when they come to Krishna consciousness, they see so many fineludi. Fineludi, isn't it? No, this is not fine people.
Yes, I understand.
That's too difficult to say. And you know, they had their experiences with different friends and partners in the world.
I imaju svoje iskustva sa različitim prijateljima i partnerima u ovom svijetu.
And then they see the nice devotees.
I onda vide fine bhakte.
Nice character.
Finog karaktera.
Nicely washed. Yes. Yes, the material world, you don't find people who every day they take two showers. That's a speciality of our temple life. Yes, very. So then they think, oh, I must be married to the devotees. Then my problems is really over.
Onda oni misle ja se moram oženiti ili udati za bhakte i onda će moji problemi biti riješeni.
Yeah, when I was a brahmachari and preaching, I sometimes got letters from young aspiring devotees. Oh, you seem to be the end result of all my dreams.
Sam bio brahmačar, jedno sam dobijao od aspirantaca pisma, ti izgleda si ti krajnji rezultat mojih snova.
Then I was very anyways. Hare Krishna. So the thing is, this is not good.
To nije dobro.
By thinking like this, our attention to Krishna becomes diverted.
Ako mislimo na taj način, onda naša pažnja postane skrenuta od Krishna.
And we will not be able to really understand what is Krishna consciousness.
I nećemo moći uistinu shvatiti što je svjesnost Krishna.
We will be lost in our emotions.
Mi ćemo izgubljeni u našim emocijama.
And not learn to direct them towards Krishna.
I ne naučiti da ih usmjeravamo prema Krishna.
So Krishna sees this.
Krishna to vidi.
But and he looks for one thing.
I on traži jednu stvar.
Is this young devotee serious for service?
Je li ovaj mladi bhakta ozbiljan da služi?
If he sees someone is seriously engaged in Krishna's service, then he protects that person.
Ako vidi da je neko ozbiljno angažiran u Krishna službi, onda štiti tu osobu.
In other words, no matter what is in your situation, when you engage in devotional service, Krishna takes personally care of you.
Drugim riječima, bez obzira kakva je vaša situacija, ako se angažirate u predanom služenju, Krishna se brine o vama.
The Lord says, Ama Bhaje.
Gospodin kaže, Ama Bhaje.
He is engaged in my service.
On je angažiran u mojoj službi.
Magavi Shaya Sugaka. But he wants the benefits of material sense gratification.
Ali želi dobrobiti materijalnog čulnog uživanja.
Amrita chodi vishamage. Such a devotee is like a person who asks for poison instead of nectar.
Takva bhakta je poput osobe koja traži otrov umjesto nektara.
Ej bada murka, that is his foolishness.
To je njegova glupost.
I'm a vigya, but I am experienced.
Ali ja sam iskusan.
Krishna says, I am experienced.
Krishna
says, ja sam iskusan. A murke vishaya kena diba. Why should I give such a foolish person the dirty things of material enjoyment?
Zašto bi takoj budalastoj osobi dao prljave stvari u obliku materijalnog uživanja?
Sva charanam rita. It would be better for me to give him shelter at my lotus feet.
Bolje za mene da mu dam utočište mojih lotosovih stopa.
Vishaya bulaiba. I shall cause him to forget all material desires.
Materijal ću ga da zaboravi sve materijalne želje.
Kama lagi Krishna bhaje. If one engages in the service of the Lord for sense gratification.
Ako se osoba angažira u služenju gospodina radi čulnog uživanja.
Paya Krishna rasa. The result is that he ultimately gets a taste for serving the lotus feet of the Lord.
Rezultat je da na koncu dobio ukus za služenje gospodinovih lotusovih stopala.
Kama chali dasa hoite hoi abelas. He then gives up all material desires and wants to become an eternal servant of the Lord.
On onda ostavlja sve materijalne želje i želi postati vječni sluga gospodina.
Isn't that wonderful?
Zar nije to prekrasno?
We have hope.
Imamo nadu.
If you want to read this, it is such a lovable passage in Shastra. You can read it in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 19, text 27.
Ovo možete pročitati u 27. stihu 19. poglavlja petog pjevanja Srimad Bhagavatam, ovaj prekrasni stih.
Yes. You can read it in the original. It is very nice and encouraging to read.
Možete pročitati u originalu, vrlo je lijepo i ohrabrujuće za čitati.
Also, one thing is, see, the point in devotional service is if you engage in it, you become refreshed.
Jedna poanta u predanom služenju je da ako se angažirate u njemu, postanete osvježeni.
And you finally can give up the influence of Maya on the consciousness.
I konačno možete se osloboditi utjecaja Maje, jer utjecaja na vašu svjesnost.
But you must desire.
Ali morate željeti.
If someone would ask me personally what I have learned so far in Krishna consciousness.
Ako bi me neko zapitao što sam ja osobno do sada naučio u svjesnosti Krishne,
there would be several answers, of course, because it's a when every devotee makes his or her realizations in Krishna consciousness and they become more and more as the years go by.
Dao bih sigurno nekoliko odgovora, jer svaki bhakta ima svoje realizacije u svjesnosti Krishne i one se povećavaju kako godine prolaze.
Looking back to the years which have passed, there's one thing that is, Krishna arranges the life in such a way that you begin to learn that one really only should desire Him alone.
Pogledajući unazad na prošle godine, ono što možemo naučiti je da Krishna na taj način se opadi prema nama, da naučimo da jedino njega trebamo željeti.
The drama of the life of a conditioned soul is ended at the moment when the conditioned soul wakes up and says, all my problems are because I am not connected with Krishna.
Drama života uvjetovane duše se okončava kada ona shvati da svi njeni problemi uzrok svih njenih problema je to što nije povezano s Krishnom.
And when you look at your own life in Krishna consciousness, everything makes sense what you experience when you look at it from this perspective.
I ako pogledate vlastiti duhovni život, možete vidjeti da sve što vam se događa ima smisla ako gledate iz te perspektive.
Yes. You will see how it is was necessary that you were disappointed at one stage.
Vidjet ćete kako je bilo potrebno da ste bili razočarani u određenom dijelu života.
You will see how it was necessary that Krishna gave you a wonderful result and happiness at one stage.
Vidjet ćete kako je bilo potrebno da vam je Krishna u određenom trenutku dao divan rezultat.
You will see how it was necessary that you got a club on your head on one stage. All this you will understand as arrangements by the Dragi Godaspadin to bring you back to the shelter of his lotus feet.
sve to ćete shvatiti kao aranžmane dragog gospodina da se, da se možete vratiti u utočište njegovih lotosovih stopa.
Then finally you understood.
I konačno shvatite.
Krishna, I really want you.
Krishna, doista te želim.
And with this I want to end my little lecture.
I sa tim želim završiti svoju lekciju.
I hope that I could encourage you in your own Krishna consciousness.
Nadam se da sam vas mogao ohrabriti u vašoj svjesnosti Krishna.
Please, when you do this marathon now, you can think, oh my dragi gospodin, I simply want to serve you.
Dok radite ovaj maraton, možete misliti, o, dragi moj gospodine, jednostavno te želim služiti.
Don't be afraid what will happen.
Ne bojte se toga što će se desiti.
Krishna will make arrangements to bring you closer to his lotus feet.
Krishna će napraviti aranžmane da vas dovede bliže do njegovih lotusovih stopala.
If you make the marathon in this consciousness.
Radite maraton sa tom svjesnošću.
And also the devotees who support the marathon, who are in supporting positions.
I također bhakte koji pomažu maraton, koji su položili da pomažu.
Like those who stay in the temple and make the base, they should also in this month, you know, make a special endeavor. It's very necessary, because that will bring us to a new stage of understanding and devotional service.
Kao oni koji ostaju u hramu i obezbjeđuju vazu, oni trebaju također specijalan napor uložiti. To je jako potrebno jer će nas to dovesti do novog nivoa u predanom služenju.
And it's easy because all the devotees now on the street, they really start fighting. So, you know, Krishna here in Zagreb has given us nice snow that we can fight with the weather.
Jer to je onda lako, jer bakte na ulici se snažno bore sa majem, i Krishna ovdje u Zagrebu nam je dao snijeg, tako da se možemo boriti, yes, sa vremenom.
So now is a good month.
Sada je dobar mjesec.
Hare Krishna. So, do you have any questions regarding these points?
Imate li ikakvih pitanja u vezi sa ovim poantama?
You said about the example when young friends of Krishna consciousness become attracted to devotees of opposite sex.
Mm-hmm.
That is a very big obstacle. But what if one of us, let's say, male friends, become attracted to some very clean, pure bhakta or...
Bhaktin, yes.
No, for the same sex. Pure devotee, for example.
But not in a physical way.
Just attracted.
rekao si da kad mladi aspiranti prijatelji Krišne postanu privučeni sa baktama suprotnog spola, a što je ako postanu privučeni sa čistim baktom?
In a subtle way.
Let us not speak about the one thing, you know, that is, I think, let us just kick that idea out. The point is, we should become attracted to devotees.
Poanta je da trebamo biti privučeni s baktama.
This is very good.
To je vrlo dobro.
We should hear from the devotees.
Trebamo slušati od bakta.
The wealth of our movement are these wonderful devotees.
Bogatstvo našeg pokreta su ti divni bakte.
We should learn to become attracted in the right way to them.
I treba naučiti biti privučeni na pravi način s njima.
We should hear služenen.
Trebamo slušati od njih služenju.
We should hear from them and do service to them.
Trebamo ih slušati i služiti.
then that's very good.
To je vrlo dobro.
Isn't it all at one stage in our lives? We all felt all these devotees are such nice devotees. But now one thing is, we should not only become submissive to the pure to the older devotees, we should and then be arrogant towards the younger devotees.
Svaki put, svako od nas je barem u jednom trenutku pomislio, ovi bhakti su tako fini bhakti, ali ne trebamo biti ponizni samo prema starim bhaktama i biti arogantni prema mlađim bhaktama.
Krishna will not accept our devotion like that.
Krishna neće našu devociju prihvatiti na taj način.
Srila Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur even says one should be angry at the devotee who is very young and who sometimes even cheats.
Srila Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur kaže da se ne trebamo ljutiti na bhakti koji je mlad i koji katkad čak i vara.
Because the point is Krishna accepts any one's devotional service.
Poanta je u tome da Krishna prihvaća svačije predano služenje.
He doesn't look at these secondary qualities like honesty, compassion, and so on and so forth.
On ne gleda na te sekundarne kvalitete kao što su poštenje, samilost i tako dalje.
He just looks, is this person engaged in my service?
On gleda da li je ova osoba angažirana u mom služenju.
Yes, and does he want to serve me?
I da li me želi služiti?
And therefore we should not associate and learn from the devotee who sometimes cheats, you know, when we so just be careful that all our dinas are there.
Možda se ne trebamo družiti.
I mean, that's a very extreme example. Who maybe has not such good characteristica.
Ne trebamo se družiti i slušati od takvog bhakti koji nema takve dobre karakteristike.
Maybe we should not associate, but we should not say anything bad about him.
Možda se ne trebamo družiti s takvim bhaktim, ali ne trebamo reći ništa loše o njemu.
Our devotional service can become spoiled if we are not careful in talking bad about devotees.
Možemo upropastiti svoje predano služenje ako nismo pažljivi kada govorimo nešto loše o baktama.
Jaya Shachi Suta, Jaya Prada. Shachi Suta, Jaya Prada, isn't it?
Yeah.
Best name.
I wanted to ask you, many times we are coming from the material world and many times we have this conception about friendship in the material world. Friends, they are joking often, they have this kind of fun, and this is considered to be a friendship. So is there any kind of friendship that we can make in devotional service, but that we do not slip on this material, again on this material level of friendship?
Yes, 100%. Now, does this mean we stop joking?
Da, 100%. Da li to znači da ćemo se prestati šaliti?
Yeah. I think šaliti is an important aspect of life.
Mislim da je šaljenje važan aspekt života.
But see that when you do the chalite, you must be very careful that it, for instance, there are certain things which you cannot do as devotees. And you should just know these points and then you can go on with your human relationship or friendly relationship.
Kada se šališ, u stvari kao bhakta moraš znati određene stvari, ono što može i što ne može, i onda možeš nastaviti sa svojim prijateljskim odnosom.
One thing is, see, in this material world the friends sometimes joke about other people and by putting them down. That cannot be done.
U ovom materijalnom svijetu kad se ljudi, prijatelji se šale prema drugim ili prema svojim prijateljima tako što ih neki način ponižavaju.
Yes.
To se ne smije raditi.
Such things should not be done in a devotee friendship.
U prijateljstvu među baktama.
A devotee friendship should, we should always be sure that we that we encourage us in devotional service or do devotional service together.
Prijateljstvo sa baktama treba nas uvijek ohrabriti u predanom služenju ili trebamo skupa predano služiti.
If you look back to your own life in devotional service, the fondest or dearest memories are when you were serving together with devotees and you experienced something nice, like those who went on Sankirtan together, if they meet after 30 years or 40 years, do you remember when we were in Osijek? And you know, and the house where we wanted to distribute, it exploded before our eyes. You know, and such things, this remains always a very fond binding together.
Ako pogledamo unatrag naše predano služenje, ako sretnemo nekog baktu nakon 30 godina s kojim smo išli u Sankirtan, onda se podsjetimo na dane kada smo išli skupa u Sankirtan. Da li se sjećaš kad smo bili u Osijeku i upravo kad smo htjeli ući u jednu kuću, ona je eksplodirala. I onda to služenje u stvari nas jako skupa, zajedničko služenje nas je jako vezalo i u prijateljstvu.
It's really there. When you have done devotional service together, that's the best bondage of friendship.
Najbolja veza prijateljstva je kada smo zajedno predano služili.
So there are a few things to avoid in devotee friendships and a few things to, you know, positively aspire for.
Postoje nekoliko stvari koje treba izbjegavati u prijateljstvu među baktama i nekoliko stvari sa koje trebamo pozitivno težiti.
It's the same thing when you are married.
Ista stvar je kad ste u braku.
There is, you know, few things which you have to be careful about, and others you should aspire for, and then the relationship becomes even spiritual.
Postoji nekoliko stvari na koje morate paziti i nekoliko stvari koje trebate prakticirati i onda čak odnos postane spiritualan.
Or let us say helpful for spiritual life.
Ili od pomoći za spiritualni život.
Sometimes friends or people who know each other begin into lamenting. Lament. This brings the atmosphere down.
Kad prijatelji jadikuju jedan s drugim i jadikuju i to spušta atmosferu.
When friends meet, they should encourage each other.
Kada se prijatelji sretnu, trebaju ohrabriti jedan drugoga.
Talk about maybe their spiritual master, what he did, what he said.
Razgovarati o svom duhovnom učitelju, što je učinio, što je rekao.
And about ideas for service.
O idejama za službu.
About other things which happened.
O drugim stvarima koje su se dogodile.
About projects,
o projektima,
new plans,
novim planovima,
like this.
Na taj način.
Good. I think we come to the Dolores. Yes, we come to the end. This is our last question.
Kad se nalazim među ljudima, kako, ne znam kako da se postavim, kako da ih gledam, da li treba gledati njih kao duhovne duše, kao slovene duše, jer sad ponekad ono postoji prenaporno. Tako se ne vjerujem ikon.
When we are amongst the people, how should we see them? Shall we see them as the spirit souls or as condition souls? And sometimes it becomes too strenuous to always think about this.
Sometimes it becomes too
hard,
too difficult to think that they are spirit souls, or
I didn't understand.
What becomes What becomes too hard?
Pa cijelo vrijeme, ne znam, da umu fiksiram na to da se oni duhom i duša.
It's hard to all the time fix the mind on the points of their spirit souls.
Yes.
She says, I'm not at that level to always see that.
Yes. That's a fact. Then we come to the second best level.
Onda dolazimo do drugog najboljeg nivoa.
The best level is virtual souls.
Najbolji nivo je vidjeti kao duhovne duše.
Now we come to the second level, okay?
Sad dolazimo do drugog nivoa.
I was speaking about this with a very dear God brother just two years ago in Mayapur.
Prije dvije godine sam sa svojim dragim bratom po Bogu o tome pričao.
And I asked him what he does when he cannot see all the time on the spiritual level.
I pitao sam ga što on čini kada vidi da ne može sve vrijeme vidjeti sve na duhovnom nivou.
Because sometimes there are people who are just so disturbing.
Jer kad ima ljudi koji su jako uznemiravajući.
Like in Split, you know, I was giving, after the lecture, there was a man who came up to me, would you be able to love me even if I would hit you?
Nakon lekcije prišao mi jedan čovjek u Splitu i rekao je, možeš li me voljeti i nakon što te udarim?
And he looked as if he would do that. So I wanted to give an honest answer because there were also other people around me.
Htio sam dati iskreni odgovor jer je oko mene bilo i drugih ljudi.
He said, this is one of the situations where people just behave. You have to expect that next moment, you know, he just becomes aggressive.
To je jedna situacija. Možete očekivati da u sljedećem trenutku on postane jednostavno agresivan.
So how to see on the spiritual platform? That is the soul.
Kako vidjeti na duhovnom nivou da je on duša?
It's just one example.
To je samo jedan primjer.
Or somebody disappoints you totally.
Ili upotpuno se razočarate u nekoga.
Then, I mean, if you say of... So, this God brother gave a very nice answer which I want to give you.
Moj brat po Bogu mi je dao vrlo lijep odgovor koji ja vama želim reći.
He said, when it's impossible to see on the spiritual platform, I see the people as data.
On je rekao, kad je nemoguće vidjeti na duhovnom nivou, vidim ljude kao podatke.
Data means there are certain we can say it differently. Because of certain influences, the person has to act the way he acts.
Zbog određenih utjecaja osoba mora djelovati na način na koji djeluje.
It's very easy when you see a child coming in the room.
Vrlo je lako kada vidite da dijete dolazi u sobu.
You know, he goes and woohoo, and cries and cries and cries.
Ono dođe i plače i plače i plače.
And then there is no reason to become really angry at that person.
I nema razloga naljutiti se na to dijete.
Because you know, maybe he is very hungry.
Jer znate, možda je bilo gladan.
Or he woke up and the mother was not next to him and therefore he is just very disturbed now.
Ili se probudio, a pored njega nije bilo njegove majke i stoga je bio jako uznemiren.
And because he cannot control his mind, he is a child after all, therefore he has to act now like this.
I pošto ne može kontrolirati svoj um, pošto je na koncu dijete, onda mora tako djelovati.
In other words, you see him, you know, like data, the datas.
Drugim riječima, vidite ga kao podatak.
Like when you have a computer.
Kao kad imate computer.
You type into the computer, please show me what is in the 5th canto 18th chapter 27th verse.
Otkucate, molim te, pokaži mi što je u petom pjevanju, 18. poglavlju, 27. stihu.
And then the computer answers, you know, I'm sorry, I couldn't understand you.
Onda vam kompjuter odgovori, oprosti, nisam te mogao shvatiti.
Then there is no reason to take your broom and go like BAM!
Nema razloga sada da uzmete metlu i da udarite kompjuter.
Because he may not have Prabhupada's books inside.
Jer možda nema u svojoj bazi Prabhupada knjige.
Therefore, he has to act like this.
Stoga mora tako djelovati.
The command was not understood, or how you say it's something like that.
Yeah.
So when you are dealing with someone and he acts in a way which disappoints you,
kada se ophodite prema nekome i on djeluje na način koji vas razočarava,
you can understand maybe he had not certain informations or a certain level of advancement.
Morate shvatiti, možda nema neke informacije ili nema određeni nivo napretka.
And he has to act because he is conditioned the way he is.
I mora tako djelovati jer je uvjetovan na svoj način.
Does this help?
Da li to pomaže?
I find this is applied knowledge and it makes you happy.
Mislim da je ovo primijenjeno znanje i da te čini sretnim.
Or sometimes you can look, also you can make an interesting experiment.
I kad možeš interesantan eksperiment napraviti.
You can take your stolica and sit in Rijeka on the main street.
Možeš uzeti svoju stolicu i sjesti na glavnu ulicu u Rijeci.
And watch the people going by.
I promatrati ljude kako prolaze.
And you will see that each one is influenced in a certain way by the three modes of material nature.
Vidjet ćeš da je svako od njih na određeni način pod utjecajem triju guna materijalne prirode.
And you begin to see that really everything is enacted, the whole drama of the street is enacted by the three modes of material nature.
Možeš vidjeti da cijelu dramu na ulici u stvari radi tri gune materijalne prirode.
And then you become detached.
I onda ostaneš odvojen.
Just like, you know, when you see the drama of a puppet, when you see a puppet show before your eyes,
pred očima lutkarsku predstavu.
Only children, you know, they become totally, you know, they take the side of Kaspar. Kaspar, do you have Kaspar Theater? Kaspar? Is Kaspar Theater? Weißt du nicht? These are the, you know, he has...
Pinocchio?
No, this is like a children hero. This you don't have this with a red cap? Like this, the nose, no? Kasper!
Samo djeca stavu na stranu svog junaka Kaspera.
You don't have Kasper on the other? Good, dobro, it's Maya, this Kasper Diana. Anyways, you know, the children take sight.
Djeca stavu na nečiju stranu.
But we don't take sides with the marionettes or with the, you know.
Stajemo na stranu marioneta. Lutaka na koncima.
You see, can see such a theater. Purujit makes such theaters. Very nice. Krishna Lila theater and so on.
Teatro Krishna Zabavi.
So, but you have to, I think, because you are new, you have to study a little bit more the three modes of material nature.
Mislim da trebaš više proučavati tri gune materijalne prirode.